Thank you. Thank you for joining the Fastest Known podcast, where for 40 minutes every week we get right down to brass tacks, no shuck and jive. But this week we have a quick note before we begin. We have a nice conversation with Joe McConaughey coming right up. Joe is going to go for the Arizona Trail record in conjunction at the same time as Corey Woltering. And at a very late notice, we just got the unfortunate news that Corey is injured and will not be able to start. So I wanted to let you know that. Everything else about the podcast is still good, great content. Joe's a really, really fun guy. And good luck to him on the Arizona Trail FKT, which he's undertaking starting this coming Tuesday, March 23rd. This could be amazing. This could be the first ever FKT race. Is that what we're going to see in the Arizona Trail, Joe?
That's what we're going for.
Wow. This is going to be fun. So I am speaking with Joe McConaughey, a.k.a. the String Bean. And Joe, you are proposing on March 23rd, which is coming right up, to start the Arizona Trail at the same time, same date, same place as Corey Woltering. And whoever gets to the border first has the FKT, hopefully, on the Arizona Trail. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. I literally was, I had this plan for a while, and Corey posted on Instagram, and I shot him an Instagram message, and we just agreed to it. So it's a race.
That's cool. And I like the way you guys are just saying it's a race. And I believe Allison Mercer, our customer service person and our social media person, helped connect you two, because I think she noticed that you were going to do the AZT and Corey was. So this is going to be interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, Allison has her thumb on everything. She was, when she sent me a message from him, she sent me that story by Corey, and then I reached out to him, and then she followed up at least four times being like, this is going to be the right. Coolest thing of all time. Is it actually happening?
That is so fun. That's so fun. And I like the fact that you're willing to call it a race and just kind of say, yeah, but you're friends. I mean, you know, like, and respect Corey. You've never met in person, I don't think, and vice versa. So that is a very friendly event. But still, you're willing to say, hey, we're going to start at the same place at the same time and see who gets there first.
Yeah. You know, I saw what he done on the Ice Age Trail, and he has some pretty stout 50-mile and marathon times. And I also work as a coach. And I, for the last like 2 or 3 years, I've had people who pitched me on the idea of racing the Pacific Crest Trail and other thru hikers to race on the Pacific Crest Trail. And it's never happened because, you know, that's a big thing to plan for. So I've always been like, oh, that would be crazy to see an actual race on a multi-day FKT. And here I find myself.
Nice. Well, this is going to be interesting. Now let's back up for 1 second. And we tried assiduously to have Corey on this podcast, didn't we? Just a little minor backstory here, but this is our second attempt at the conversation. And Corey was unable to connect on the podcast software. So it was supposed to be the two of you together. And so unfortunately, we would have loved to have heard from Corey. We'll have to hear the story from you here, and maybe we'll be able to have Corey on again at some point.
Yeah, I hope we do, because I do want to hear his voice and hear his angle on things. And I honestly was very excited to have this conversation with him, because I think we'll have pretty different trail strategies on FKT strategies, and I don't know how much he's going to divulge. And honestly, I'm not sure how much I was going to divulge as well. I'm not that guarded, and he's not that guarded with how we're approaching this. But I was really looking forward to this conversation. And we actually told ourselves to save this conversation for
live.
Yeah,
so to speak.
Exactly. To save it for live. And we tried on Monday, a week or so before this podcast is going to be released, and we couldn't figure out the technical side of things. And then I think Corey's still continuing to have technical issues. So I definitely am bummed that he's not here with me. But at least I'm excited to share the journey with him for sure.
Definitely. Well, yep. We would have loved to have that conversation together. And I like what you just said, because you agreed that you're both going south to north, and you agreed on a starting date, which is March 23rd, which is a Tuesday. This podcast should be released the previous Friday, just 4 days in advance. So what you were going to do is have a conversation in a little more detail right now. But like, how much are you going to say? Like, how far you're going the first day? How much food and water are you going to take in? Da 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 da. So that would have been an interesting approach here, to kind of have the tactics aired out or not aired out. But good for you. But what we do know is it is definitely separate crews. So you're going to have your own. You're not sharing a crew or anything like that. Otherwise, you can't do it, because it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Separate crews and everything.
Yep. So I'll have, coming into this, I had planned to do the Arizona Trail, like ideally in early April, and then realized that my wife would, my wife Katie, and she's awesome. She would have a 2-3 week break. She's currently, in school to become a registered dietitian. So we were like, why don't we just do it in your break, and we'll make it supported, and it will just be this amazing adventure. And then once Corey had that post, it was like, okay, I'm willing to be flexible with dates, and I want to make this happen, because it would just be super fun regardless of what happens. You know, every time I've gone into an FKT, I've always had a lot of confidence in my ability to at least have the possibility to break a record on it. But when you're racing somebody, you know, that's kind of that, the current time that's out there exists, but you also have this X factor of somebody running it live, which I kind of experienced when I did the Appalachian Trail. I met Joey Campanelli, who was going southbound on the Appalachian Trail when I did that self-supported, and we literally high-fived in Vermont. And for the next, and so I finished, because first I was going northbound. And so for the next 3 weeks, I was like, is someone going to break my AT record within weeks of me finishing this thing, which was a huge project. And so anyway, that stress kind of weighed on me a lot, but having somebody running with you at the same time, doing the exact same thing, that's a whole nother ball game. You know, we're both going to have live trackers, so I'm going to know where exactly he is, and my crew will have somewhat of an idea of how much he's sleeping and when, and he'll have the same information. So it'll be pretty wild.
Wow. This is so exciting. I hope Corey does manage to start the event. These things, it's a big project.
It's a huge project.
We're not in charge of it, of course. We would love to see this. A lot of people would love to see this, but it's up to you as an individual and your crew. And then it's up to Corey as an individual and his crew to undertake it. So hopefully he starts it. And let's just, since he's not here, unfortunately, Corey did get the FKT in the Ice Age Trail, of course, 21 and a half days. Wow. And then he also did another FKT that took 49 minutes and 58 seconds. So he's a fast guy. He's a little different. This guy's got a 2:26 marathon under his belt. So he's coming out from a different, a different group. This guy can motor.
Yeah. I think I'm trying to remember what the hashtag is. It's something like Flatland Cowboys. That's like the, cause he's from Illinois. And so I think it might not be Flatland Cowboys, but it's something similar to that, where, he kind of sees himself as a Flatlander, but is still able to perform really well. Like that FKT you mentioned is called Frenchman Mountain, I believe, outside of Las Vegas. And it's a very, yes, very steep technical, sky race type, straight up, straight down effort. So to do it in that time is, pretty stout, because I think my understanding of it is it's one of those sort of like Mount Tam in San Francisco. You know, it has a lot of people that gun for it.
Nice. Well, we should mentioned, Corey also did the recent Eco Challenge, aka the world's toughest race, Team Onyx. They got good TV coverage. And just as an aside, if you haven't seen this, I strongly recommend watching it. I don't normally recommend people watch TV, but on Amazon Prime, Google, or just a search for Eco Challenge, world's toughest race, took place 2 years ago. It's really good. It's 10 one-hour episodes, and you get to see Corey there. You get to see the Stray Dogs, Marshall Ulrich, who's been on this podcast, then El Balanji, who's been on this podcast, and it's good. It's worth watching, in my opinion. So Corey definitely has the chops to go multi-day.
And that's also actually the logistical consideration we had to work for on the start date, because he's going to be at a camp for Team Onyx in Washington State, and he's going to leave for Arizona on the 22nd so that we can start on the 23rd. So he's coming from that Eco Challenge camp to the Arizona Trail start date. So that's how we kind of landed on the start date that we did.
Oh, good. Thanks for filling me in on that. Wow. So Team Onyx apparently is still a happening thing. That's good. Let's switch to you, Joe. You've been on this podcast a few times, naturally, because look at this. You are number two male FKT of the year last year for the Long Trail. And on the Appalachian Trail 2017, that male FKT of the year, number one. So you've got some serious credibility here. And of course, anyone can always go on the website, fastestknowntime.com, and under the top menu bar, click on athlete, type in your name or anyone's name. You can see everything that they've done, which is kind of fun. And there you are, Pacific Crest Trail, that's big. Appalachian Trail, that's big. Wicklow Round Ireland and the Long Trail. So you've got serious multi-day cred.
Yeah, I'm not one of those more is better characters. It's kind of funny to look at my fastest known time and see four FKTs on there, which cracks me up. And let's see, two of them are still standing. But I love being on the podcast, and it's just such an awesome way to adventure. I feel very lucky to have sort of stumbled upon this when I did the PCT when I was 22 in 2014.
Wow. You're only 22.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Yeah. I was right out of college. I literally graduated. I finished my last collegiate mile at Boston College. I had 5 weeks between then and the PCT. I got terrible hay fever because I partied really hard on the last day of school. And so my allergies got really bad. So I took a week off. I then did my first 20 plus mile long runs. And then I hit the PCT a month later. And for the most part, it worked out is kind of the end result. But I've come a long way since then.
Wow. Well, yeah, on the PCT, you had 53 days to whip yourself into shape. Dang, that's a good story. I like it. And then on the Appalachian Trail, we're going to talk about the AZT here in a second, but we're just catching up. You went, of course, self-supported, which means you carried everything you needed. And obviously you could hitchhike into town and you could resupply. You can't carry all your food for 1,700 miles. And so you had to resupply all the time, but nobody was there helping you to do that. And you slept for the most part on the cold, hard ground every night in a tent and a sleeping bag you carried on your back, and you beat Carl Meltzer's time fully supported by 10 hours. So that's got you the number one. You beat Scott Jurek's time. You beat Carl Meltzer, the Speed Goat's time, and you did it by carrying everything on your back.
Yeah, I squeaked it in there. I was just looking at my mileage on the AT a few days ago, and it was so funny. Like when I hit the White Mount, I was averaging about like 53 miles a day. And then there's like a 27 mile day and a 31 mile day. Cause when I hit the White Mountains, I just got so decimated. So I, you know, coming into that, that was a tough finish, but, I was very like, after I did the PCT, I told myself, if I'm going to do this, I want to do it self-supported. If I'm going to do something like this again, I'm going to do it self-supported, and it's going to be on the Appalachian Trail. And yeah, self-supported required a lot. It was a very, very different type of challenge. And I think was kind of naturally suited to some of my background. So that was just a really fun adventure. You know, being self-supported, you have a lot of, there's actually in some ways it's more efficient than being supported, in my opinion, because you, like, I'm planning the Arizona Trail now, and there's times when I have to choose between a 55 mile day and a 75 mile day. And that consistency helps. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't